姐妹，主内平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们是到这儿来聚会。
We come here to worship.
我们不是来开会。
We're not coming for a meeting.
所以建议，啊，以后我们大家要说主内平安。
And so we kind of ask you that when we see each other, we say peace be with you.
另外，刚才这个。姐妹报告说呢，现在有些弟兄姐妹啊搬家，有些在 vacation 当中。
A sister from Inspiration mentioned about some families they need to move or travel.
其实一个教会啊，有的人说教会大，教会漂亮。教会人多，教会有名的传道人，就是好教会。
Some people might say that when the church is big and a lot of people and they have good pastors, and that would be a good church.
那么人少，教堂不大，啊，这个设备简陋，是不是就不好呢？
So if a church is small and not a lot of people and the equipment are old, is it not a good church?
我不这样认为。
I don't think so.
教会好不好，我认为看两个方面。
So I'll judge the church, whether the church is good or not from two perspectives.
第一，看有没有神的同在。
First, whether they do the church with God in there.
第二，看信徒是不是有爱神爱人之心。
And the second criteria is whether the people there do they have a love heart for the love of people and God.
人少没有关系。
That is not a problem with you know a lot of people.
因为圣经告诉我们说。
Because the scripture said.
地上有两三个人。奉我的名聚会，我就与他们同在。
And Scripture said, whenever there are two or three persons gathered together, and I will be with them.
所以不在乎人数，而在乎人心。
So it doesn't matter about the number of people, but matter about the hearts of people.
好，今天呢，我们来学习认识神。
Today we come to learn about knowing God.
我为你们大家看这个经文里面呢。
When you look at the scripture here,
是两个部分。
We have two parts.
第一部分是出埃及记三十四章第六、第七节。
The third part is the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 6 to 7.
第二部分是约拿书第一章到第四章。
The second part is the book of Jonah, the first to fourth verse.
大概你们比较少看见，在正道当中啊，引用一卷书来作为一个啊经文。
I think it's really kind of rare that you use a whole chapter to as
为什么要用约拿书啊一章到四章，也就是说整个的约拿书来一起来讲呢
？Why do we use the whole book of Jonah chapter 1 to 4 to talk about?
就是因为啊在这个认识神里边我们要用约拿书里边的情啊这个经讲的圣经故事来对照来看神性是怎么样的。
We want to know about God's character through the scriptures and the verses within the book of Jonah.
我不知道你们当中有谁过去看过或者是看到这个正道经文以后，你们在这个星期一到星期六之间，你们学过呀？约拿书。
Do you? I wonder, and if you actually read through the book of Jonah during the last week?
你们当中有看过约拿书的吗？请举手啊。
If you have read the book of Jonah, please raise your hand.
好。有一部分啊
with some of you
我想这样了，我简单地把约拿书啊提一下。
So let me give you a very brief introduction of Jonah.
我为了让大家提早有一个学习的时间，所以我这一次的经文我是提早给你们教会的。
So because I want you have a time to kind of read through it, so I give you these scriptures to your church earlier.
那么约拿书里边讲的事情，把它简单来讲，就是这么几句话。
It can actually summarize the book of Jonah in a few sentences.
这个约拿书讲的是啊，最大犯大罪的人和就是一群这个尼尼微城的这一群啊人犯罪的人。
They talk about a crowd of, you know, great sinners.
和一个先知，也就是传道人约拿。
And also a prophet or a preacher called Jonah.
神怎么样对待他们
？And how God treats them?
这就是这个约拿书的故事。
This is the story of the book of Jonah.
好了，现在我们就来一起来学啊。
Let's learn about this together.
如果有人问呢、啊，问我们
，If someone asks you,
说你认识神吗
？Do you know God?
如果有的人说，哎，我信主了嘛。
And maybe some of you said, yeah, I believed in God.
不存在这个问题了嘛。
And this is not a question anymore.
这个问题应该去问那些还没有信主的朋友才对啊。
You should ask this question to the unbelievers.
真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
如果是这样，
If this is the case,
那么以弗所书四章十三节所说的那一段话。
So and from the book of Ephesians chapter 3.
他怎么说呢？他说认识神的儿子得以长大成人。
Knowing the son of God to be grown spiritually.
那么这些是指的哪些人呢？
What kind of people they are referring to?
难道不也是对我们基督徒说的吗？
Doesn't this actually talk to us Christians?
当然是的。
Of course it is.
它不是对还没有信的人说的。
It does not talk to the non-believers.
它也是对我们说的。
But also to us, the believers.
为什么他要这样说呢？
And why does the scripture say that?
因为我们信主得救以后，我们就有了由神而来的属灵的生命。
After we receive the salvation, we receive the life from God.
这个是一个新的生命。
And this is a new life.
这个生命和所有的生命一样，有一个共同的特性。
And this life has a very common point with all other lives.
就是它要长大。
Is that it needs to grow?
你们坐的椅子能长大吗？
Does the chair grow?
不能。
It won't.
因为它是没有生命的。
Because it does not have life.
而一切有生命的东西，有生命的，都有一个共同的特性，那就是它要长大。
Every living thing has a common characteristic. It will grow.
庄稼要长大。
And the vegetation will grow.
树木要长大。
The tree will grow.
刚才坐在这儿的小朋友。他们要长大。
And all the kids around us before, and they will grow.
因为他们都是有生命的嘛。
Because they have life.
那么我们有了由神而来的属灵生命的基督徒。
And all of us Christians, we receive life from God.
也要长大，对不对？
We need to grow too, right?
那么怎么才能长大呢？
And how do we grow?
圣经刚才念以弗所书啊。这个告诉我们，这个经文告诉我们说，认识神的儿子得以长大成人。
And the book of Ephesians just said that knowing the Son of God, so that you can grow.
那么，如果我们做成了基督徒之后，我们不长大
，What happened if we become Christian but we don't grow?
我们一辈子做一个属灵的婴孩。
And we live our life as a spiritual baby.
那岂不辜负了 是救恩给我们的神吗？
And they would basically will fall out of expectation from our God.
所以基督徒仍然需要不断地去认识神。
So Christians need to continuously to know God.
他才能够长大成人。
So that he can actually grow to be an adult.
那么我们的神是怎样一位神呢？
And what kind of God is our God?
他有哪些神的性情呢？
And what kind of characteristics and personalities?
这是我们认识神的根据。
And this is the key of knowing God.
在出埃及记三十四章第六节第七节。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 6 to 7,
神亲自向摩西宣告说，
And God actually proclaimed before Moses.
他说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God.
不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Slow to anger.Abounding in love and faithfulness.
他为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
Maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin.
他万不以有罪为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children.For the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation.
这一段话是集中地概括了我们神的性情。
This particular passage will really contains all the God's personalities.
如果你们学习圣经，你们就会发现。
If you learning the Bible, you discover.
关于神的性情的这样的记载。
About the facts about God's personalities,
在不少的圣经经卷当中都有
and appeared in many different scriptures in the Bible.
比如像尼希米记九章三十一节
For example, in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9,
诗篇八十六篇十五节
and book of Psalms, chapter 86, 15, verse 15.
诗篇一百零三篇第八节
And the Psalms, Book of Psalms, chapter 103, 30, verse 13.
约珥书二章十三节
And Book of Joel, and chapter 13.
还有约拿书第二章第二节，第四章第二节。
And the Book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 2.
你们回去查一查，都是这样的记载。
You go back and look up, to look up the passage, and you it all like this.
这是神亲自宣告的。
It's God's direct proclamation.
我们从神的宣告当中可以看到。
From God's declaration, we all can see this.
神的性情有这么样几个重点。
There's a multiple key points from God's personality.
第一，他是慈爱的神。
First, he is a loving God.
那么下面我们就这个对照着约拿书来看神的三个方面的性情。
We will compare it, with reference to the book of Jonah and look at these three key points.
第一方面就是我们的神是公义圣洁的神。
The first point is our God is righteousness and holy.
什么叫做公义呢？
So what is righteousness?
公义就是公平正义。
It's being fair and integrity.
绝不徇私情。
It will not be selfish.
万不以有罪为无罪。
Will not treat the sin to be guiltiness into righteousness.
有罪，他就必须，他才必然，他要惩罚，要去追讨。
There are punishment after these sins.
下面我们来看看神对待尼尼微的人和对待这个约拿先知是怎么样来对待他们。神用这个公义圣洁是怎样来对待他们的。
And we will look into how God will use a holiness and righteousness to treat the people of Nineveh and also Jonah.
围城呢、啊，是当时世界上最大的城市。
The city of Nineveh was the biggest city in the world at that time.
它是亚述国的首都。
It's the capital of the Assyria.
它的城的城围啊，啊，有多大呢
？How big is the city?
它的城围啊的长度是90公里。
And the circumference of the city is 90 kilometers.
它的城墙有多高呢
？And how high is the city wall?
有100尺。
有 100 feet high.
在这个城墙上面。
On the top of the city wall.
Yeah, 可以容3辆汽车并行。
It can accommodate 3 cars moving in parallel.
你们从生活常识可以知道。
And you learn from common sense.
一个城墙最窄的地方在哪里？
Where is the tightest place in the city wall?
当然是顶上了，对不对？
Of course, the top part.
因为这个墙都是逐渐逐渐的啊小的嘛，越到下面越厚，越到下面越宽嘛。
Yes, the width of the wall is actually narrowing down towards the top.
它的顶上，也就是它最窄的地方，还可以并行3辆汽车。
So the tightest part of the wall can and fit in 3 cars.
在它的城墙上有150个了守望台。
There are 150 watchtowers on the walls.
所以约拿书3章第3节说。
So in the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 3 said.
这尼尼微是一座极大的城。
The Nineveh was a very large city.
啊，要3天才能够走完。
It took 3 days to go through it.
这是我引用圣经新译本。
So I'm using the new translations.
啊，这样大的城市里边的人呢、啊、
？And the people in this big city,
当然，他们的地位就比较高，学问也比较大。
They have a higher social status and they have a high level of knowledge.
考古发现有碑文把他们记下来。
And through archaeology discovery, they found the scriptures on sculptures on stones.
这个碑文在哪里呀、
啊、？And where's the scripture?
这个碑文就存在我们美国。
And the scripture, the tablet was stored in the United States.
这个碑文里面记载什么呢？指出尼尼微的啊，他们的城的人呢、啊，他们的罪啊，就是欺诈、残暴和淫乱。
And the scriptures on the tablet to say that the people in Nineveh, they are full of violence, they are full of dishonesty.
在约拿书1章2节
，And the book of Jonah, chapter 1, this verse 2nd.
神说
，And God said,
他们的恶行已经到达我的面前。
It said that their wickedness has come up before me.
啊，可见他们是罪恶滔天呢。
We can see that their sin is great.
啊，公义的神，他能够放过他们吗
？Will our righteous God forgive them？
当然不能。
Of course not。
一定要追讨他们的罪。
And God will punish them for what they have done。
所以他就差遣先知约拿去发出警告。
So God sent the prophet Jonah to send a warning。
说我就要毁灭他们了。
And I will destroy them。
这是神怎么样对待这些罪大恶极的人的态度。
That's how we God treats the people of great sins.
我们下面再来看一下约拿。
So we'll look at Jonah.
约拿是什么人呢
？So who is Jonah?
在列王记下14章25节记载。
And in the book of Second Kings,
Chapter 14, 在那个里边记载、啊、他是以色列王耶罗波安第二 在位的时候
when the king of Israel Jeroboam II when he was on the throne
就现在按照我们的公历来算的话呢就是主前786年到746年
it was in 786 BC around that time
他是那个时候做先知的
he was the prophet there then
什么是做先知呢
so what is by being a prophet
先知就是神的仆人
prophets is the servants of God
他是奉神的差遣去传神的话的人
he's the one who will call by God to send God's word
也就是我们今天所说的传道人
It's nowadays what we said about preachers.
他确实这个约拿，他确实曾经为神做过一些工作。
Jonah indeed did a lot of work for God before.
他甚至因为他们预，因为这个约拿，他曾经预言说以色列北国的疆土啊会恢复，得到应验。
And Prophet Jonah even prophesied that the state of Israel, the Lost Kingdom, will be restored.
所以他像有。享有名气啊
，and he is famous for that.
呀、yeah, ，因为他预言得到实验，得到成实现了嘛。
And his prophecies was realized.
可是这位先知啊，他竟然违在这一次，他竟然违背神的命令。
But this time Jonah actually betrayed God in on his command.
神要他啊到位于中东的尼尼微城去。警告那些罪大恶极的人。
God asked Jonah to go to the city of Nineveh, which is in the Middle East, to warn the people there.
可是这个拿约拿呢
？But Jonah,
他向西边逃跑。
He actually went to the west side.
他就登上了一艘当时啊专门做买卖的商船。
He actually went up to a trade boat.
他要去他斯。
He actually went to Tarsus.
Tarsus 就是今天的西班牙了。
Tarsus is today's Spain.
因此呢，约拿就犯了两个大罪。
Actually, the Jonas actually committed two big sins.
一就是背逆神。
First is to betray God.
二就是不顺服。
And second is disobedient.
那么背逆神和不顺服怎么说是啊大罪呢
So how come the betrayal and disobedience become big sins?
因为圣经告诉我们
Because the Bible told us
罪的本质就是背逆神
The nature of sin is to betray, turn away from God
圣洁的本质就是顺服
And the nature of holiness is submission
所以他这两个方面就犯了大罪
and he commits sins in these two big areas
一个先知一个传道人犯了两个大罪神怎么对待他呢
how will God treat a God's servant if he committed two big sins
神会不会说哎呀他都是我自家的人了那我就网开一面吧
will God just say I'll be lenient on him because he's in my house
或者大陆话说就睁一只眼闭一只眼了那他算了、不管了
Oh God just said you know, we open one eye and close one eye
不是这样的
It's not like that
神一样要追讨他的罪呀、
God will ask him to take, you know, be responsible for his sin
刚才不说吗他坐在那个商船上、啊、从海路嘛到西班牙去嘛
Just talk about that Jonas actually went up to a boat and go to the west
结果海上就起了狂风恶浪
yeah, but there were thunderstorm on the sea
愤怒里的追讨这个违背神旨意的约拿的罪
God will punish because of Jonas' sins
船上其他的人也知道啊这个是耶和华的这个先知啊
The rest of the people on the boats, they know that this one, Jonah, is a prophet of God.
一定是他得罪了神嘛。
It must be him actually, you know, turn against God.
他弄得我们也要跟他一起完蛋了。
And so we cause our a serious threat to us.
所以船上的人就决定要把这个约拿 扔到海里面去。
So the people on the boats, they come into conclusion to throw Jonas into the sea.
哎，真的，他们把这个约拿扔到海里面去以后，海的风浪就平息了。
After they threw Jonah in the sea, and the waves was calmed, the sea was calmed.
我们就可以看见神对待有罪的人呢。
So we can see how God treats the sinners.
无论是尼尼微城的人，
no matter is the people in the Nineveh,
也无论是他的先知，
or are his prophets,
只要他们犯了罪，
if they actually sin against God,
神就一定要追讨，
God will make them accountable,
因为他是公平正义、不徇私情的神。
Because God is a righteous God and a fair God.
这是第一方面神的心情。
This is first point.
第二方面，我们的神是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
The second point is our God is with mercy and grace.
因为这个圣经里面讲，他不轻易发怒，他赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
And the scripture say he does not get angry easily. He forgives sins and on all the iniquities.
我们看他是不是这样呢？
Let's look into this.
刚才说尼尼微城的人犯了啊，是罪恶滔天，犯了重罪的人。
We all see that the people in the city of Nineveh, they commit great sins.
但是有怜悯、有恩典的神呢，仍然决定在他毁灭他们之前，特别派先知去警告他们。
Our merciful and graceful God actually send the prophets to warn them before God will punish them.
如果你们再不悔改，就必遭毁灭。
If you don't repent, you'll be punished. You'll be.
所以尼尼微城的人啊，后来听了这个约拿的警告之后啊，他们就相信。
Actually, the people in Nineveh, after they heard about Jonah's warning, they actually repent.
他们就顺服，他们就要悔改。
And they obey and they repent.
啊，那么从国王到百姓呢，甚至于连他们的牲畜都在内。
And the repentance are from the God, the people, and even the animals.
他们不吃不喝。
They were fasting.
就是禁食了。
They were fasting.
啊，他们披上麻衣，坐在炉灰当中。
They wear the garments and put on a dirt on themselves.
啊，那么他们就为他们的罪来痛悔呀。
They regret and repent for their sins.
他们要离开这个恶行，摒弃强暴，他们恳求神的饶恕。
They walk away from their wickedness and stop their violence and then ask for God's forgiveness.
神看见他们悔改的行为。
The Lord sees their repentful hearts.
而且神又爱怜那个尼尼微城里边有十二万无知的孩童。
And God remember there's 120,000 of people are actually children.
这些孩童还是啊幼童。
And these children are young children.
因为他们连左手右手他们都分不清楚。
They're so young that they cannot tell from your left hands from their right hands.
所以神就非常的怜悯这些无知的幼童。
God show mercy to all these children.
看到他们的要悔改，又看见这些十二万个无知的幼童。
When the people actually repent and also God look at the 120,000 children,
神就赦免了他们的罪孽、过犯和罪过。
God forgive their sins and their wickedness.
啊，很清楚，这当然不是他们应该得到的。
And it's very clear that this is not what they deserved.
这是完全出于神的恩典。
And this is all because of God's grace.
我们从这儿可以看到这个有怜悯、有恩典的神是怎么样对待这些罪人的。
From this we see our merciful and graceful God how they treat the people.
回过头来，我们再让我们再来看一看神是怎样对待犯了大罪的先知约拿的呢？
And now let us look at how God treated Jonah, who has also committed two great sins.
刚才我们不是说吗？船上的人呢，因为看到的风浪太大，不想受这个约拿的牵连，就把约拿扔到海里面去了。
So we just learned that the people in the boat, they don't want to be affected by Jonah's sin, so they threw him in the ocean.
约拿既然被扔到海里面去了以后，神当然可以马上要他的性命。
God, of course, can actually kill Jonah when he was in the sea.
啊，但是神还是给约拿一个悔改的机会。
But God wanted to give Jonah a chance for repentance.
他就安排一条大鱼把这个约拿吞在肚子里面。
And God arranged a big fish to swallow Jonah.
先保全他的性命。
To preserve his life.
看看他愿不愿意悔改。
And to see if he wants to repent.
我们现在这个当年吞掉这个啊先知约拿的这个鱼啊，现在有人说就是我们现在吃的吞拿鱼。
Some people say that the fish that ate Jonah was actually a tuna.
这是从名字上来看是这样的，实际上那个鱼要比这个大的多了。
Of course, that fish was much bigger than tuna.
哎，你们这儿叫 fish kill 是吧？不知道你们这儿有没有吞拿鱼啊
？Your place called you here is called fish kill. I don't know if you have fish that.、
那么这个约拿被这个鱼大鱼吞到肚子里面去了以后
，After Jonah was swallowed by the big fish,
三天三夜
，for 3 days and nights.
我们都没有在鱼肚子里面待过，对吗
？I believe that we haven't stayed inside a fish belly.、Before.
但是我们在处理鱼的时候，我们都有体会。
But when we are cleaning up the fish, we have this experience.
这个鱼肚子里是又腥又臭，对不对
？And this very nasty environment.
而且当时这个鱼是活的嘛。
And at that time, the fish is alive.
所以还不但又腥又臭，而且是又黑呀。
And not even of the foulness of smell, but also very dark.
对于一个活人来讲，当然是很难熬。
And this is very difficult for a living person.
所以约拿他就知道，他唯一的生路只能够是依靠神了。
And Jonah realized the only way he can get out of this is to depend on God.
于是他就向神倾心吐意。
And because of that, he's actually be honest with God.
他就迫切地向神祷告，而且许愿。
And he prayed to God with enthusiasm and make wishes.
他许什么愿呢
？And make some promise.
他一定要偿还，要兑现自己的承诺。
He has to realize what he is his promise.
哎，神一看他有悔改之心呢。
And God look at him and see the repentance in him.
就吩咐这个鱼把这个约拿从肚子里吐到这个岸上来。
And he make the fish to spit out Jonah.
你看。神对待罪大恶极的啊，尼尼微城的人，看见他们从国王到百姓悔改，从国王到百姓到牲畜都禁食。
And when God saw that these people in Nineveh, from the king, the people and the animals, they all repent and fast,
他就赦免他们。
And God forgive them.
他看见约拿先知在鱼肚子里边向他倾心吐意，向他发誓，他一定要兑现他自己的承诺，要悔改。
When Jonah also repents before God in the belly of the fish, and he know that he need to keep his promise.
所以他就赦免、宽恕了约拿。
So God actually forgive Jonah.
他对待罪人是一个标准，他对待悔改也是一个标准。
God used only one standard to treat the sinners and the people who repent.
可是约拿，他听从了神啊，这个他发了这个愿以后，他有没有改呢
？But Jonah actually changed after he made that promise.
他是改了。
He has been changed.
他这一次被吐上岸了之后，他就听从了神的命令，他就去到尼尼微城去宣讲神的话。
After he was spit out to the to to the ground, and naturally he went to Nineveh.
而且尼德维的人也因为顺服悔改而得到了赦免。
And the people of Nineveh were saved because of their repentance too.
照道理来说啊。
So when you look at this,
约拿他应该从这些恩典当中看见神的伟大和荣耀。
Jonas, should have, you know, understand God's holiness.
他应该好好的感谢神呐。
He should give thanks to God.
他应该更加顺服神才对呀。
He should be more obedient to God.
哎，哪里知道
？And you know, on the contrary,
人的罪性呐，往往就是好了伤疤就忘了痛。
And often then we have healed a scar and we forget about the pain.
这个约拿又回到了自我中心里面去了。
And Jonas come back to his ego.
他反而向神大发脾气啊。
And he was actually angry with God.
他认为是神错了。
He thought that God was wrong.
他自己是没错的。
And he thought he was right.
所以他在约拿书第四章第二节里边说了这么一段话。
So in the book of Jonah chapter 4,
我不引用那个原文了啊。我不引用原文。
I'm not using the exact scripture.
我就把他这段话的意思是什么啊，简单给大家讲出来。
I'll briefly talk about the meaning of the
那个意思就是说啊，他说神啊，我知道你是会那么做的。
He said, "No, I know you will do this."
啊，那你就干脆啊，那你还要我去传干什么呢？
Why do you need me to spread these words?
你这不是明明叫我去在众人面前丢脸吗？
You must be wanting to make me a fool among the people.
既然是这样的话，那你干脆要了我的命算了。
If this did, why don't you just kill me?
他说我死了还比活着强。
And it's better for me to die than live.
就是他死要面子，他觉得他的面子过不去，说死要面子，他宁肯死。
And actually, Jonah just want to be, he would rather die to keep his own pride.
面对这么样一个啊不知好歹的仆人呢、啊、
？And facing such a disobedient servant,
神没有发怒。
And God did not angered.
神只问他一个问题。
God only asked him one question.
说你这样发脾气合理吗？
Can you just be angry like this?
也就是要提醒他要思想啊。
And God actually remind him, you need to think.
可是约拿不听啊。
But Jonah didn't listen.
他反而跑到城墙的外边。
He actually went out of the city wall.
他去搭一个棚子。
And make a tent.
啊，他坐在那个地方继续跟神对抗。
And he sat there and actually resist God.
他让我们等着瞧。
And then wait and see.
那这个时候神呢，再一次的忍耐他。
And actually God endured him again one more time.
怜悯他。
And give him forgiveness.
因为在中东那个地方，太阳是很厉害的哦。
And the sun is a scorching sun in the Middle East.
很热嘛。
It's very hot.
最近你们看天气预报，讲到中东那边的气温是多少啊？
And you can actually learn this from the TV weather broadcast, and you know how hot.
所以那个时候神知道他在外边像这样下去那可不得了。
And God know that when Jonah stays in the wilderness like this it won't be good.
那会晒坏的。
And he'll be hurt.
所以呢神就让一棵蓖麻树生长出来。
He actually made some trees growing to give him shade.
让这个蓖麻树的叶子约拿挡住，不让这个阳光直接晒到他。
And the leaves of the tree actually protect him from the sun.
约拿很高兴呢。
Jonas was really happy.
怎么这个现在在这个阴凉下面呢？很好啊。
He was very happy because he was under the shade.
但是他不领会这是神的恩情呐。
But he didn't realize that this is God's grace.
他不领会这个。
He wouldn't accept this.
他继续对抗。
He really, you know, be a rivalry of God.
神一看这个约拿还是不醒悟啊。
And God found out that, you know, and Jonah was still haven't, you know, awakened.
他就让一条虫子啊，把这个蓖麻树的叶子全部吃掉。
And God make a worm to actually eat all the leaves of the tree.
没有叶子，这个树就枯萎了。
And without the leaf, the tree withered.
而且神又在太阳出来的时候
，And when the sun came back,
刮起了这个炎热的东风。
And there is a hot dust storm.
这个约拿就被晒，被这热风吹啊，搞得昏头胀脑。
And Jonas was actually tortured by the sun and all the dust storm.
可是他仍然不听从。啊，不领会神的这个啊这个规劝。
But he's still ignoring God's warning and still disobedient.
他再一次的顶撞神。
He act against God.
他宁可死，他不回头。
He would rather die.
啊，我们的神这个时候怎么样对待他呢
？How did God respond to this?
我们的神仍然是忍耐，不发怒。
And our God actually still bear with him and will not have anger.
再一次地问他
and ask Jonah again.
你发脾气合理吗？
Is it right that you have, you know, complained and have angered?
想不到这个约拿是啊，死犟到底啊。
And anger was very persistent.
他第三次顶撞神说
And the third time he disobeyed God.
不管发脾气还是求死，我都有理。
And it is rightful for me, no whether I, you know, become angry or want to die.
在我们当中有没有四川人呢、啊、
？Do we have people from Sichuan? From
没有哈。
Here?
我是四川人。
I'm from Sichuan.
四川有一句话。
There's a saying in Sichuan.
形容这样的人呢、啊，是用这样一句话来形容的。
And we use one word to describe this type of person.
就是这个人四季豆不进油眼。
And this is the green bean that
油眼进不去。
And the salt and oil cannot soak into the green bean.
你们在平常也有做四季豆的时候嘛，对不对
？When you're cooking green beans.
你们看那个四季豆这个。你用一般的蔬菜炒菜的办法，你看那个盐油进不进得到啊四季豆里边
？When you the normal stir frying, the oil and seeds cannot get into the beans.
进不去啊。
It couldn't.
啊，所以我们把这种不可理喻的人，四川人形容叫四季豆油盐不进。
So we describe this kind, this unreasonable person, like the people.
尽管如此。尽管如此，我们的神还是继续的耐心的劝导他。
Even with this, and our God has still persistent in asking him to repent.
说这个蓖麻树啊，是你栽种的吗
？And God asked Jonah, "Is this tree planted by you?"
是你培养的吗
？Did you actually grow it?
它长成了，它枯萎了，你爱惜它，对不对
？You actually care about it when you grow and or even withered.
那你怎么不想一想，那个尼尼微城里边120,000无知的幼童的灵魂呢
？But why don't you think about all the people in Nineveh and the 120,000 children there?
难道我耶和华不爱惜他们吗？
Is it me, your Lord God, not care about them?
这个约拿最后是不是醒悟了呢
？Did Jonah actually waken up by this?
圣经没有说。
The Bible didn't say.
但是这个不是重点。
But this is not the main point.
重点是什么
？What's the main point?
我们清楚地看见神是有怜悯、有恩典。不轻易发怒的神。
But we know that our God is a merciful and grace of God. He will is slow to anger.
这是神的第二方面的性情。
This is second personality of God.
神的第三方面的性情。
The third personality of God.
啊，就是我们的神是慈爱的神。
And He's a loving God.
他有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人。
His abundant grace and compassion and have the love for thousands of tens or thousands of people.
我们前面已经看到
And we have also looked at that earlier.
罪恶滔天的尼尼微人一旦悔改啊，
Once the people in Nineveh they repent,
神就不再降灾啊惩罚他们了。
Sun will not punish them anymore.
为他们存留着慈爱。
And give them love.
至于先知约拿。
And about Prophet Jonah,
他也是犯了大罪。
He also committed great sins.
但是蒙神的怜悯拯救他。
But because of God's grace, God saved him.
他才又存活过来。
So that he actually lived.
后来又一而再，再而三地，啊，向神发脾气。
And Jonah's actually repeatedly,
顽固不化。
Angry about God and very stubborn.
可是神仍然是一忍再忍。
But God also, you know, bear with him many times.
为他存留慈爱。
So to keep him with love.
事实上，神的慈爱是为全人类存留的。
Actually, God's love is for all mankind.
他不是说过这样的话吗？
Did he say this?
他说他爱世人。
He loved people, all the people.
他说我用日头照好人。也照歹人。
So the sun shines on good people and bad people.
我降雨给义人，也降雨给不义的人。
I give rain to the righteous and the sinners.
也他明白地向世界宣告。
He proclaimed to the world very clearly.
他爱世人。
He likes all people.
他甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
He even actually gave his begotten son.
叫人不至灭亡啊。赐给他们，为他们去死，而且死在十字架上。
And send them his son to die for people on the cross.
成就了这个救赎的大功。
And fulfill the work of salvation.
以至于让一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all the people believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
神为什么会这样呢？
Why did God do this?
圣经说，因为神。就是爱。
The Bible says because God is love.
所以他一切的性情，包括他的公义、怜悯、恩典、赦罪、不轻易发怒、忍耐，都是由爱而来的。
All the personalities of God is righteousness, holiness, mercy, and grace, and lovingness, and all because of God's.
都是由爱而生的。
All because of God and was born from love.
对此，圣经哥林多前书啊里边十三章四到八节有清楚的解释。
Because of this, the book of First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4-8 have listed very clearly.
啊，这个哥林多前书十三章四到八节是怎么说的呢？
What did the First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4-8 say?
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patience, love is kind.
爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事。
It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.
不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒。
It does not dishonest others, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered.
不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
我记得我刚信主的时候。
I remember when I first believed.
在第一次学习这个哥林多前书十三章四到八节的时候。
When I first came across this book of this particular scripture in First Corinthians.
我真的心里很震惊的。
I was really shocked.
很感慨。
And I really have mixed a lot of emotions.
我当时是这么说的。
And I said this at that time.
我说这种真爱呀、
This true love,
踏破铁鞋无力
You won't find it in anywhere in this world.
它只在耶稣基督里。
It only exists in Jesus Christ.
你看第一句话怎么说？爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
And look at the first verse. It says, "Love is patience, love is kind."
我不知道你们的啊当中的个性怎么样。
I don't know about your personalities.
有脾气好的，有脾气不太好。
You might have good tempers and others with bad tempers.
要忍耐一个人，要忍耐一件事，那可是不容易哦。
You have to be patient about people or of certain things. It's not an easy thing.
我们不是常常听到有人这么讲吗？
And we often heard this.
我忍你一次，忍你两次，一而再，再而三的忍你。
I've been enduring you for time after times.
我忍不了了。
I cannot stand it anymore.
不是这样吗？
Like、
忍一次、两次、三次就忍不了。
And to endure one time, two times, three times, and you say you cannot.
但是圣经说，爱是恒久忍耐。
But the Bible say, love is patience all the time.
永远忍耐下去。
You have to be patient forever.
我们做得到吗
？Can we do it?
人做不到。
Man cannot do it.
不仅这个。要不做到恒久忍耐，他紧下来说还要有恩又有恩慈啊。
Not only to be patient, but you need to have love and kind.
你不但要忍，而且还要有恩慈给他。
Not only you have to endure, but you have to show
your love. 有恩慈给那些啊，这个对不起你的人。
You have to love the one who did not treat you well.
这都不是我们人世间能够找。
It's not the things that we can find in this world.
所以那个时候我的感慨就是，踏破铁鞋无觅处，只缘这个真爱，它只有在耶稣基督里。
That's why I, at that time I found out that I will never find this in the world, but it's only from in Jesus Christ.
所以神的性情，它的总的根源在于它是爱。
The origins of God's personality is all from His love.
好了，我们现在把以上所讲的，我们做一个小结。
Let us summarize that what we have talked about.
神的性情有以上三个方面。
God's personalities have these three perspectives.
我们都已经学了。
And we have learned it.
如果要是有人说，好了。你不是要问我神的性情吗？我现在知道了。
Okay, so you may ask, you want to ask me about God's personalities? Now I know it.
啊，我现在已经认识神了。
Now I know God.
第一、第二、第三。
And point number one, two, three.
啊，我都知道了。
And I know all about it.
但是我们要问，你现在长大了吗
？But we have to ask you, have you grown up?
没有吧
？And probably not.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为真正的认识神，并不是指理论上的知道。
And the what about knowing God is not just on the level of knowledge,
而是要顺从神的这些性情，去把它行出来，做出来。
But it submit to God's personality and act it out.
啊，所以说你现在知道了。第一、第二、第三，还没有长大。
So even though you know point one, two, three, you have not grown up yet.
只有你按照这个去行出来了，你行一点，你就长大一点；你再行一点，它就再长大一点。
So only when you practice this, put into practice, then you grow a little bit, and you practice, and you grow a little bit more.
为什么认识一点、行一点，就能够长大一点呢
？And how come when you understand more and you practice it more and you will grow a bit more?
我们可以从这个两个方面来看。
We can look into two, from two ways.
第一方面。
The first.
因为神是公义的、圣洁的。
Because God is righteous and holy.
他的公义圣洁就照射出我们人的污秽和诡诈。
His righteousness and holiness actually reflect our wickedness.
人就必须要去思想将来在宝座前那个审判。
Man has to really think about the judgment on the throne.
他就要远离罪恶。
So he has to stay away from sin.
那么面对神的赦罪怜悯。
And by facing God's salvation and redemption,
我们就没有理由不去认罪悔改嘛。
We have no excuse not to repent.
因为我们认罪悔改就得赦免呢。
Because when we repent, we'll be saved and redeemed.
你除了这个以外，你还有什么办法能够把你的罪赦免掉呢？
What other methods will you have?
所以，啊，我们面对啊神的赦罪啊怜悯啊，我们就没有理由不去悔改。
When we face the forgiveness and the grace of God, we have to no excuse not to repent.
另外，我们面对神的慈爱和恩典。
When we facing His mercy and grace,
我们就显露出来我们对神的啊爱是何等的肤浅，何等的亏欠，何等的羞愧。
It will show that our love to God is very superficial, and we are not deserving it.
我们必须去回应神的大爱。
We have to respond to God's great love.
这是第一方面。
This is the first.
也就是神的这些性情照到我们自己，我们要去回应他，我们要去改。
This God's personality actually reflects our situation, and we need to change.
第二方面。
And the second part.
人要顺从神的性情去行。
When following their own flesh to do things,
你就必须改变自己。
But you need to change yourself.
你不改变自己，你没办法行的。
If you don't change yourself, you won't be able to follow God's personality.
刚才我们不是提到哥林多前书吗？
We just look at the book of 1 Corinthians.
如果你不改变自己的生命，你能够做到很久忍耐吗？
If you don't change your life, how can you be patient all the time?
你能够不但忍耐，而且还给对方恩慈吗？
If you be patient, not only you have the patience all the time, can you give love to other people?
那是不可能的。
And that's impossible.
啊，所以人要啊，这个从神顺从神的性情去行，就必须改变自己。
When people want to follow God's personality, they must change.
改变不是那么容易啊。
It's not easy to change.
但是神爱我们，他一定会帮助我。
But God loves us, they will help us.
只要我们立定心志。
When we have to decide.
不断的努力。
And try our best.
日积月累。
And we will accumulate.
我们的生命就会被改变。
And then our life will be changed.
我们就在成长之中了。
Then we will the process of growing.
这是一定的。
It's a fact.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
我们要抓住爱这个中心的环节来改。
We have to grasp this core idea of love and change.
具体的说，根据我的体验。
And based on my personal experience,
就是我们要对照哥林多前书十三章四到八节。
And we have to refer to the First Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 4-8.
我们要努力去行出来。
We have to strive our best to act.
在约翰一书四章第七到第八节。
In the book of First John,
他说：“我们应当彼此相爱。”因为爱是从神来的。
We need to love each other because God's love came from God.
凡有爱心的，都是由神而生的。
For those one who loved is born from God.
并且认识神。
And will know God.
没有爱心的，就不认识神。
Without love, they do not know God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
让我们爱神。更深更深一些。
May we love God deeper and deeper.
让我们爱人更真更真一些。
May, May us love people with more truth and more truthful.
在这些当中，在爱神、爱人当中，我们努力地去成长。
Let us do try our best and to love God and love a person so that we will be growing.
好，下面我们一起同心低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray together.
慈爱的天父，爱我们的恩主耶稣基督。
Our Heavenly Father and our graceful Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
诗人说，诸天述说你的荣耀。
And the psalmist says, and the skies declare your glory.
穹苍传扬你的手段。
Then the universe proclaims your ways.
慈爱的人，你以慈爱待他。
And you treat the kindness and to the one who loves each other.
完全的人，你以完全待他。
You treat the righteousness with righteousness.
清洁的人，你以清洁待他。
You give them holiness for the ones who are holy.
乖僻的人，你以弯曲待他。
The crooked one, you treat them with crookedness.
困苦的百姓，你必拯救。
You save the poor.
高傲的眼目，你必使他降卑。
You make the proud feel ashamed.
对于已经我们已经犯下的罪过
，For the sins that we have committed,
我们愿意认罪悔改。
We want to repent.
那些隐而未现的过错
，And those things is not the sins that we just hidden.
我们也恳求主赦免。
We ask the Lord to forgive.
求你拦住我们不犯任意妄为的罪。
So Lord, ask you to keep us not to have unreasonable anger and sins.
不让这些罪来辖制我们。
So that this sin will not be a bondage to us.
我们在天上的父啊。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们的心仰望你。
Our hearts look upon you.
求你将你的道指示我。
May you show your truth and way to us.
将你的路教训我。
And teach us your way.
因为你是我们的神。
Because you are our God.
你有丰盛的慈爱，有怜悯，有恩典。
You have abundant grace and love and forgiveness.
你是我们的盾牌。
You are our shield.
你是我们所依靠的主。
This is the Lord that we depend on.
以上的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And our prayers are from Jesus Christ.